You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. Today will be probably the shortest show I've ever given. There were some problems I had to overcome, and unfortunately, the people that the adult supervision, so-called adult supervision, is leaving not early, but at 5 o'clock. Usually in the past, they're here to 7. So I have 15 minutes to go over a breaking story, and you'll hear it in the news tonight. A mailman, a 75-year-old mailman, Douglas Hughes, from Florida, he flies a very, very, very small, it's not really a helicopter, it's a gyro, what's the technical name? A gyrocopter. It's basically a seat, there's no real enclosure around it. Now, some of the more expensive gyrocopters have enclosures, but this is wide open, so you're flying with nothing around you to protect you from the weather, the wind, birds, and you get your lift and are able to fly from a single blade that's rotating over your head. Now, I used to fly when I was in the Air Force. I wasn't a pilot in the Air Force, but I was a member of the Aero Club, and I was going for my license. Never really got it. I had over 100 hours, and that's another long story. But I used to fly Cessna 150s, and they're a one-propeller plane, and that gives you the power, and your wings give you the lift. Now, here, you're getting the lift as well as the power from a single blade that's turning over your head. So I would not, if you paid me, fly one of these things. It is dangerous, and he knows it's dangerous. Now, this gentleman is a mailman. That's his regular job, and he is a man on a mission. Now, what is his mission? He wanted to deliver 535 letters, 435 to our representatives in Congress, as well as the 100 senators. And he wants campaign finance reform. Now, let me tell you a little about campaign reform and where I'm coming from. We have very much a two-party system in the United States, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They have made sure through various laws, including the campaign finance reform laws, that other parties are at extreme disadvantages to challenge either of the parties or an incumbent. Once you're elected, your chances of being defeated are less than 5%. Incumbents win. The deck is stacked against you. And one way they stack the deck is campaign finance reform. It is literally as bad, if not worse, than the Internal Revenue Code with over 70,000 pages of regulation. Maybe not as bad, but it's bad. And what it does, it discourages people from exercising their free speech under the Constitution. And I want to point out that all these laws and regulations have really come about in the last roughly 40 years. And they favor incumbents of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. The little guy, the guy that wants to protest an issue in his state or city or run for office, is at a terrific disadvantage. They try to tie you up in the regulations and make it very, very, very easy for you to run amok or violate the law and subject to fines. Ladies and gentlemen, that is deliberate. It is deliberate. I'm totally against so-called campaign finance reform, but this gentleman apparently is. Now, I know where he's coming from. He's saying this issue has to be addressed first because the problem today in American politics is we have too much money. No, not really. The problem in American politics today is we have a government that's way too big, and the larger it has gotten, the more corrupt it has gotten. And it stacks the deck against new entrants, whether it's political parties or new candidates, into the system. That's why it's very difficult for anyone to even make a halfway decent challenge against any incumbent. In other words, the rules are favoring those that are already in office and parties that are established. And both parties want to keep it that way. So if you're really running for office, you better have a lot of money, for the simple reason you're going to need a lot of that money to hire lawyers and accountants to make sure you're not tripped up by the regulations. You see, the problem is this. If you want to reduce corruption, and we have massive corruption in both political parties, you need to limit the size of the government. The more you make the government bigger and bigger, the more corruption you have. And the way you stay in power, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, is to solicit campaign contributions from the very wealthiest people. Now, I'm going to surprise you. I'm against not only campaign finance reform. We need to go back to the old system where there were very few, if any, regulations. And anybody or any corporation can spend as much money as it wants to support either an individual or a new party. That would guarantee competition. You see, what the political parties, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, are all about is to limit competition, to create very high barriers to entry for anyone. Now, I applaud this gentleman's effort, and I think it was a terrific publicity stunt. He is arrested. He might very well lose his job as a mailman or be suspended, but it got the people's attention. It's a man with a mission and a message. The problem is it's the wrong message. There are a lot of people that think that the answer is more and more regulations, more and more laws. And what has that got you? You see, it's not enough to be well-intentioned. You have to think out your positions and what truly is the problem. If we truly had competition, we'd have a lot more people with principles and integrity running for office, and would have several other parties that would be competitive with Democratic and Republican Party. We don't. Now, some will say, well, that's the strength of our system. We only have two parties instead of a dozen. It's not a strength, it's a weakness. Because what has that led to? Both political parties over time have moved further and further to the left over the last 100 years. They're very similar parties with very similar agendas, and has resulted in a giant welfare warfare state. And who are the leading contenders today of the Democratic Party? It's Hillary Clinton. The Republican Party, it's Jeb Bush. They both have a lead and are supported by the donor class, the very wealthy. Did campaign finance reform stop that? No, it didn't. And see, today, most people don't want public financing either. That's another alternative. And you'll notice, when you can raise a lot of money, you don't take the public money. That's what Barack Obama did. Initially, he was all for both candidates, McCain and Obama, were only going to take public funds. But when Obama quickly learned he could attract more donations from the wealthy, that's what he did. You see, the Democratic Party wants to, we're for the underdog, we're for the poor people, we're for the middle class people, the common man. Yet where does most of their money come from? And it's a lot of money from the very wealthy. In Wall Street, in the financial sector, Hollywood, the bar. And it's the same with the Republican parties. You see, there's not much difference between either parties. All they're really arguing about is, should we spend more money on entitlement welfare programs, or should we spend more on national defense, in other words, for warfare? Both of them want to grow the size and the scope of the federal government. So I applaud this mailman's stunt, and I think it was a dangerous stunt, and I think he knew it. It's dangerous flying this machine at all. Now, am I trying to stop him from flying? No, if that's what floats his boat, let him do it. And now he's an adult, but he knew that he was landing. When you're flying, your areas and their maps, that are restricted areas where you can't fly into. And guess what? Washington, D.C. has a lot of restricted flying space, including, you know, obviously the White House, the Capitol buildings, and the Capitol, various monuments. And the reason is simple. They're afraid of terrorists. Now, this guy, I think wisely, had somebody send in a telephone call, make a telephone call, and announce the fact that he was coming. He's not a terrorist. He's really just wanted to deliver the mail. And this helicopter, the looks like a Rudder, has the U.S. Postal Systems logo on it. And he was successful. He landed, and there's a lot of videos. And I need to say this, if you want to look at the photographs and the videos, and I have several news stories, articles for more information, go to pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops.wordpress.com. That's pronkpops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll have links, 60 to 80 most recent shows, and at the bottom, all my shows. Now, tomorrow, I want to say this, I will have a very long show. I'll probably at least go 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. It's going to be a long show because I have a lot more time and to both prepare it and present it. So I'll sort of even it out. I'm trying to get 5 solid hours of broadcasting every week. But I call your attention, I have a number of photographs as well as videos and some background on campaign finance reform. You see, good intentions are not enough. The details are important. Passing another law or another regulation isn't going to stop it. I want everyone, no matter how little or more, whether you're wealthy or poor, donate as much money as you want to an individual or a party and have few, if any, regulations. That is not where the big government leftist Democratic and Republican Party are going. They want to restrict competition. They want to make sure that the deck, the race, is stacked in their favor. And they have, Hillary Clinton is trying to raise and will raise close to $2 billion. And the Republicans are going to have to really come close to matching it. Big money is not the problem. The problem is the regulations that discourage other parties and the small guy from running or even getting involved in a campaign. Because if you do, the regulations are designed to intimidate you, to fine you with prison sentences for trivial. And no one really can fill out the applications. They're just like filling an IRS tax return. And that is deliberate. That is deliberate. With that, I have to close out the show. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College.